Welcome, fans and listeners, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Terrorism at a Glance, an NJOHSP podcast where we bring you terrorism-related news from around the globe and right here at home in around 5 minutes or less. In this week's news roundup, we have an Oregon supermarket shooting leaves 3 dead, including the gunman. The new IRA vows to strike against the British Crown Forces. A Russian journalist is jailed over a $16 donation to an alleged extremist organization, and a global war on terrorism memorial is slated for construction by 2025. So let's cover some finer points here. A gunman shot 3 individuals, 2 fatally, at a Safeway grocery store in Oregon, August 28th. Upon arrival, police found the suspect, 20-year-old Ethan Miller, dead near the produce section of the store with a gunshot wound and an AR-15-style rifle in close proximity. Authorities reported to the scene after receiving numerous 911 calls. Law enforcement is reporting the suspect, also a former employee of the store, entered the supermarket from the residential area behind the parking lot of the shopping center where he initially began shooting at his vehicle. Witnesses reported several shots fired within the store, and the public has heralded one of the victims, an employee among those killed, for his attempt to confront the gunman during the incident. Police have not yet revealed a motivation for the shooting, which is still currently under investigation. According to media reports, Miller allegedly posted a manifesto online about plans to commit a national tragedy. A message from the New Irish Republican Army, or the IRA, in Derry has cautioned the public to keep their distance from the British Crown Forces as the dissident organization may strike at any time. This threat comes on the heels of a recent incident where an unknown individual or group fired off rounds in the city at a Republican bonfire attended by nearly 1,000 residents and visitors. The reported leadership of the new IRA is currently in custody and faces charges, including those related to terrorism, stemming from 2 separate meetings that were surreptitiously recorded by the British intelligence agency, MI5. Authorities have also linked a recovered weapon to the group and, more importantly, to the 2019 murder of Irish journalist Lyra McCree. Derry remains the organization's last stronghold, with a membership base made up of individuals in their late teens and 20s, standing in vast contrast to the group's small circle of older leadership. Russian authorities charged journalist Andrei Zayakin on August 29th with financing extremism after he allegedly made a $16 or a 1,000 ruble donation to the Anti-Corruption Foundation, an organization founded by Russian dissident Alexei Navalny. Zayakin, a reporter for the Novaya Gazette, an independent Russian newspaper and co-founder of Dissernet, a group that detects and reports irregularities and Russian threats, faces charges of financing an extremist organization with a maximum sentence of 8 years in prison for making the small donation. A Russian court declared the FBK an extremist organization in June 2021. Zayakin is currently under house arrest as the prosecution continues to attempt to build a case against him. A memorial that will honor the service and sacrifice of all uniformed and non-uniformed individuals who contributed or will contribute to the global war on terror will potentially begin construction by 2025. The Global War on Terror Memorial Foundation, the nonprofit organization designed by Congress to lead planning, funding, and construction efforts, stated that the memorial is to be an inclusive, reverent, and apolitical place of honor for all those who served and sacrificed in the ongoing global war on terror, as well as the countless civilians, family members, and others who have supported them. In December, President Joe Biden signed a bill to approve the construction of the memorial on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. The proposed memorial is currently going through a 24-step approval process before the eventual selection and preparation of a site on the National Mall. The foundation envisions completion of the memorial by 2027 and stated that it will empower, engage, and educate civilian and military communities to build mutual understanding with each other. For more information on our stories, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all again for listening, and we hope you'll check back in with us next week. As always, we remind you, if you see something, say something at 866-4-SAFE-NJ or by emailing tips@njohsp.gov.